Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lean on that.
Amen.
Yeah, I know it's only for the well, for the grace of God that I'm here, right? You know, and you know, my cleaning date is September 11, 1984, right? You know, through God's grace, I'll be celebrating 32 years in September, right? And, you know, I'm listening. I heard a lot of good stuff, right? You know, and this program is real. You know, we think it's real because we stopped using and we don't want to do no more. You know, what the reality is the disease of addiction is much more deeper than just using, right? You know, we think, you know, we get caught up in the cleaning time and think, you know, all the cleaning time it mean that I understand is that, you know, all it mean is that I done been through some shit, you know. that's what it mean, you know. A lot of people think that, you know, we don't go through stuff, right? You know, we clean, we understand how this program work a lot better. You know, and you know, I've been you know, I'm on dialysis, you know, I got a whole lot of stuff going on, right? You know. My mother died in 2007, 2008, they put me on dialysis. 2011 I had a stroke. Well, 2009 I got a divorce that I had been with this woman for since 89, right? And I got a divorce in 2009. And I retired at the end of 2008, right? You know, and going through that process, you know, a lot of times we get upset when shit happen, right? You know, we don't, you know, I understand now that we don't know what's around the corner. You know, we think because this shit ain't happened to me, you know, well, what did happen to you, you know? We talk about that shit. You know, don't talk about what happened to somebody else, right? You know, talk about what happened with you, you know, because I've learned how to share my experience, strength, and hope. My experience, you know, a lot of times we give a lot of advice, right? You know, remember anybody told me, yeah, well, what did it feel like? I said, you know, that don't mean that's what's going to happen to you, that what happened to me. You know, I know what happened to me. I had got a malpractice suit in for the stroke that I had because it just came out of nowhere. You know, and I understand that now. But this program has taught me how to speak up for myself, right? You know, we get caught up in talking about going to the doctor and the doctor tell us something and we think the doctor's telling the truth, you know. You know, these motherfuckers just, they experiment with us because we addicts, right? We use, and they think that, I can tell them anything.
Yeah.
You know, and, just going through that process, right? You know, and, I've learned through this process, especially since I had the stroke, that we talk a lot of times about what's going on with us, and I realize now, you know, that my problem ain't my problem. It's my understanding of the problem, you know. And that's what I'm going, that's what I go through, you know. Because, you know, we get it, we call it a problem, and we talk about, man, I'm doing bad, man, because I'm going through this. Yeah, well, now, you know, if you ask me, I'm going to share my experience with strength and hope, right? I ain't going to give you some dogma, you know, because I had looked up the word dogma in the dictionary, and it said it's just somebody else's opinion. You know, and then we get caught up with that sometimes, you know, because people want to share with us about stuff. You know, I just, you know, I'm a literature buff and I like to read, and I just looked up the word recovery, right? And we be talking about we're in recovery, but ain't working on shit, you know, but not using. You know, we ain't working on nothing else, you know. You know, we talk all that slick shit, right? You know, I get in touch now with, you know, in my disease, you know, I'm the type of person that, you know, when I get in a relationship, since I've been divorced, I like to drop anchor, right? Because I always think, this is it. You know, not knowing how to go through stuff, right? And then I be telling myself, man, this shit is crazy. You know, why this happened? You know, why this happened? Why that happened? You know, because a lot of times we want to know why, instead of accepting it, and later on you won't understand what you accept, right? You know, we get that stuff. I think we get this mixed up. I know I do. I want to understand first and then accept. And the shit don't work, you know. You know, because I'll be scratching my head. Why? You know, why this happened? Why that happened? You know, instead of being all right with the situation. You know, I want to understand it first, you know, and accept it later. You know, but I understand now for myself, right, that I got to accept it. I got to accept it, and then if I don't understand what's going on, I probably will in time. You know, a lot of times we got to get shit time, right? You know, because when I first had the struggle, I was caught up. You know, I was mad. I was talking about, God, why this shit happened to me? I thought I'd been through enough. You know, but going through that process, you know, after about 2 weeks, you know, we used to talk about, you know, you got to pay your insurance policy in here, right? You know, because you don't know when you're going to need it. You know, you be caught up talking about, this shit don't work. Yeah, well, this, you know, I know this shit work, you know. I came in this program at 27, and I'll be 59 this year, right, in October. And, you know, just going through the process. You know, now I look up and I say, damn. You know, I thought I'd never stop using, because I was the type of guy, when I was using, you know, I told myself, man, when I die, put a hype in my arm, right? You know, because that's the way that I thought at that time. You know, and a lot of times in recovery, you think a certain way about what's happening, but you don't know what's around the corner. That shit gonna change. And our literature tells us that, right? You know, what you understand today, you might not be appropriate for tomorrow. You know, and being open to that process as far as recovery, right? You know, because a lot of times, you know, we all in here thrust together. You know, like the brother was sharing a little while ago, you know, we do got to learn how to take care of ourselves and not take care of somebody else. You know, I know how it is. I got 4 girls and 1 boy, right? You know, and all of them out of high school, right? You know, and just learning this process and how it is, you know. And I think that, you know, I don't wish this on nobody, what I have, you know, because it messed up my right side. You know, but going through the process, you know, it has helped me to understand myself, you know, and that's what it took for me, you know, because they say when there's something going on with you, you got to get the best out of it, you know, you got to look at it in a positive way, because a lot of times we go through stuff and we don't know how to deal with it, you know, a lot of times we are panicked when it first happened, you know, we think something wrong, I ain't do nothing right, you know. God cursed me, or all that old stuff, you know. But I understand that, you know, it's helped me to, when I read the Quran, you know, it's helped me to understand now what it's really trying to do for me. Just like, you know, I think 20 years, you know, I ain't think that this program was helping me, but then I began to see what this program was trying to do for me. You know, it wasn't just talking about, you know, we think it's just talking about the drugs. But, you know, I went into service when I was 17 and stayed in there for 4 years to keep from going to jail, really. And then when I got out of service, the shit still happened, you know. Because that carried me with me. You know, but now, you know, I was in the service in the infantry for 4 years. All I did was train for war, right? You know, and I understand now what this program is really trying to do for me. You know, we talk real good in here, right?
Yeah.
You know, most Aggies do talk real good. You know, and they convince you with some shit, you know. they be talking about what they done been through. But, you know, and just like in reading the basic text and all that, you know, just for today, you know, when I read just for today, I read the page too that's in the basic text. You know, and it's more of a breakdown for me. It's breaking down, you know, helping me to understand what I'm reading. You know, because a lot of times, I know for myself, I read just for the day, don't know what the hell they're talking about sometimes. You know. But I understand through working through that puzzle, right? You know, because this program is really, for me, it's really a puzzle. You know, we can talk that good shit and act like we understand it, but we don't. You know, what it's really saying, you know, my sponsor, when he was living, he told me, you know, you got to learn how to read between the lines. You know, because I used to always say, man, I got to get back on top. You know, because when I got out of treatment, I was saying, shit, I could really sell some dope then. You know, and I thought back about when I was out there, and brother told me, he said, Spud, man, this shit ain't working. And I went home and tried it. That shit lasted for 2 years. That's what brought me in this program, right? You know, then later on that night, I saw him, he said, yeah, it was all right. I said, shit, it's too late now, you know. You know, but I ain't know the compulsion. You know, a lot of times we be in here, we be caught up in the compulsion and obsession. Yes, not to you, but we be caught up in the compulsion and obsession. You know, and then I understand, man, this stuff is real deep, you know, because, you know, I'm in a PTSD group, and, you know, I was in an anger management class, and I said, man, that's the shit I've been doing, you know, clean, you know, not using, but I didn't understand, you know, what I was going through, right? And now, since I've been retired, I'm sitting by myself, and I'll be looking at the wall, that wall be closing in on me, you know. Because before I got the war, I was living in a 6-bedroom house. Now I'm in a 1-bedroom apartment, you know. And I said, yeah, let me get it, but this is my cell now, you know. I got to do what I got to do in here until it get better. You know, and it's getting better today, you know, understanding what I'm understanding, you know, because I was the type of guy, you know, growing up, you know, being a Muslim, I ain't eat no pork, right? You know, but I shoot some dope quick. You know. And I say, damn, what's the worst of the two evils, you know? You know, because we get caught up a lot in here, you know, and a lot of stuff from here and there, you know. They be talking about ISIS and all that other stuff, you know. They don't run the religion, you know. I understand that for myself, because I hear the propaganda. Because what they want us to do is be scared all the time, right? You know, it's a lot of fear. You know, Dr. Terry, yeah, take this, it'll help you. You know, and I done seen it take my mother and father out, right? You know, my mother was on like 18 prescriptions, you know. And I asked the doc, I said, why she got to take all this? She said, you don't need to take it. We just trying to find her something, find that magic pill, you know. And, you know, Dr. Terry tell you, yeah, so-and-so like this shit, you know. And, you know, if you do a study on something and somebody works, it works for somebody, that don't mean it works for everybody. You know, then when you get sick, you know, I know when they gave me this something, you know, when I was on dialysis, I had a stroke at dialysis, right? And, so the dialysis was working because I needed it, you know. Because when I was shooting dope and stuff, you know, we were talking about, yeah, man, you can shoot this. You know, shit clog up in the works, you know, and we shoot it anyway, you know. Yeah, you know. And I'd be saying, damn. I had to look back on that shit, you know, because the dope was terrible back in the 70s, right? You know, it was something else, you know, and going through that process, and I understand the shit that I was going through, you know. And the feelings that I had, you know, now I'm understanding what the compulsion and obsession is. You know, they talk about it and we do recover, right? We get a bright idea, you know, and we get a bright idea clean, you know. Because I used to tell, before my mother passed, I used to tell her, I said, shit, I got money hidden in California, right? You know, that's where I was in the service at. You know, this is shit we come up with, you know. We come up with all kind of shit, you know. Especially when we're using, you know. But I understand that now, you know, we talk about being restored to sanity. And sanity is, you know, we be restored from using, but we still being restored, right? You know. Because we come up with some bright ideas, you know. And believe that shit. You know, we believe that shit, what we do. You know, but this whole process, this whole way of living, you know, because I started at an early age as far as using, right? And, you know, a lot of stuff I ain't learned. You know, I'm learning now. You know, my disease be telling me, you should have been through that shit. You know, you be going through stuff, you know, you be saying, damn, you know, I should have been through that shit. You know, and I be like, damn, I be confused. You know, but sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. You know, and just going through that process of learning what this program is really trying to do for me, you know, because that's always shared. It took me like 20 years to understand what this program was trying to do for me. You know, and it does take time. You know, you think you got this shit after 6 months because you stopped using. You know, you think ain't nothing else wrong with you. You know, and then you find out later, you know, you ain't doing the work. You know, you be saying, damn, why this shit happen? You know, because the individuals always tell me, yeah, man, I need to do the step work. I said, for what? You know, because all the step work, you know, when shit happen, you be saying to yourself, why this shit happened? I did that step. You know. You know, that's when the shit stops, when you do the work, you know. You know, how you gonna go through it if you don't know what to do? Because when the shit kick up, you be like, damn. Yeah, I don't understand this shit. You know, what's happening? You know, I thought the program was gonna react to me like the drugs did, you know. It was gonna be a cure-all, right? You know, and then when the shit happened, you be like, damn, you know, I don't understand it. You know, you be saying, damn, I did the 7 steps, you know, 6 and 7 steps, and then I want to know why this shit happened. You know, because we think that's going to stop everything. Nah. When you do the step, well, you got to practice the principles of the step, you know. You know, and understanding how it works and what you go through in here. You know, we go through shit in here because, like I said, one of the traditions, you know, we all in here thrust together. You know, just because somebody sponsoring, that don't mean that they telling you what you need to do. You know, because everybody that I sponsor, they know. I don't tell them shit. You know, I let them come up with their own ideas about what they want to do. You know, because as soon as you do that, tell them what to do. And the shit don't work, they be saying, he ain't shit. You know. So you gotta go through the process in here, man. You know, because that's the way I learned, right? You know, I remember I used to tell my sponsor, man, I gotta get back on top and say shit. You gotta get to the bottom of what you're trying to get on top of. You know? And I say, oh shit, you know. And it makes sense, right? You know. But the stuff that I heard back in the 80s, you know, now I'm understanding a lot more. I'm getting a better understanding of stuff, you know. Because, you know, when you got kids, you be like, you want to tell them the right thing to do. And then I look back on it, I say, shit, when I was their age, that was crazy shit, you know. But I thought I was all right, you know, especially when I stopped using. I thought, yeah, you know, my mother told her friend, I had about 5 years, she said, maybe you're serious about this shit. You know, just going through the process, man, you know. And a lot of times, this is the magic of this program. It works so undercover, you know. You don't even know it's working, you know. And you look up and shit, you get married, celebrate 32 years, you know. I'm like, man, I'll be like, man, I couldn't tell you, you know. And religious tell us, you know. We can't explain this shit sometimes. Okay. You know, but this program does, it works for me, you know. And they say the proof is in how we live, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you can do what you want to do in here. You can act the way you want to act, you know. But if you ain't getting nothing out of it, you probably ain't putting nothing in it.
Exactly.
You know, but do I want to do the work? Or do I just want to be clean? You know, and that's the individual understanding of this program, you know, because, you know, when you read the literature, you want to teach somebody, right? You know, but when I read the list, I know now, today, I ain't know that in the beginning, but now I know I'm reading it for myself.
Absolutely.
You know, how is it working in your life? You know, but you know, I used to do work in this program and say, shit, I got to hurry up and go to me and I got to tell them about this shit. You know, but now I know that I'm reading it for myself. You know, I ain't reading it for the group. I'm reading it for me. You know, and you know, just simple, you know, this program works, you know, I know it works for me, you know, because it's working in my life, you know, the things that I'm going through, you know, now I understand that God been with me all along, you know, now I can accept and understand what he's doing for me today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.